You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Root Insurance puts you in control. Root is a new type of car insurance that uses the sensors in your smartphone to look deeper than other insurers. Here's how it works. Download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior, like turning and braking, and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate, meaning good drivers could save hundreds. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. I'm Randy.
And I'm Mikey.
And this is episode 81. End of season one.
Woo!
We're back in April.
Woo!
So we started the season back in April of 2018 and haven't looked back. But now it's time for a much needed break, an official season end and revamp. But before we dive into more of what's to come, call to action.
All right. So please make sure you check out our website at www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. We are now and still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts until one of them offers us a bag and we only get to produce content for one. It's happened. It's happened like three times in 2019. It could happen.
It has. You're right.
Follow us on social media platforms on Instagram. What are we, babe?
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook.
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter.
@_thechapmans.
Make sure you leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Again, that's 770-750-4098.
And your voicemail could be featured on future episodes like this one.
Yeah, we don't have a voicemail, though.
Like the next one.
So... before we get into our listener feedback, we'd really like to give a shout out to Kima George and an anonymous listener for sending us $50 in Amazon gift cards, totaling $100. They sent us this gift over the holiday and after episode 79. So thank you so much. We are saving these up to get our Zoom H6.
So that we can do these long distance interviews.
And also
group interviews to have more than
become more mobile. We are confined to the Batcave when we record the podcast because we can't move nowhere because we don't got the equipment.
But imagine if we were able to actually meet somebody in like a coffee shop or something and record the interactions.
Or a conference. So we're saving for that. And so these gift cards have definitely helped. The Zoom H6 is pricey, but it is just something people use all around.
And it's being slowly chipped away at. Thanks to y'all.
Thank you. So, all right, we have some listener feedback. We have two emails, one from Khadijah. She emailed us back in early December or mid-December. She says, hey, y'all, it's Khadijah from the great state of Louisiana. First, I want to say how much I love y'all's podcast. I came across it a few months ago and fell in love. Y'all relationships remind me so much of my husband and myself. Sometimes when I forget to listen, my husband reminds me he is also hooked. We have learned so much from y'all and have improved our marriage. I think y'all are setting a great example of being young, black, and married. I just want to say, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
It's nice when both of them listening.
Right. Because we don't really... we get that. People, husbands listen.
A couple of times we got the husband forcing it on the wife, which is always fun.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that y'all are like listening to us together. If nothing else, because we hope to like spark conversation between the two of you.
Right.
Or help clear up some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or help get y'all help clearing up some stuff.
And we have another email from
this
Latasha.
One was funny.
So she's actually responding to our, what episode was that? God, I can't remember. But it was an episode where we talked about flirting.
You're a flirt. Look at that.
Look at God. She also had an Applebee's experience with her husband who wrote in for the horror stories.
Before we get into that, if you did not listen to that, basically what Randy told the story about how we were at Applebee's, me, her, and
our friend.
And the waitress was only speaking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy was like,
and
she
only
didn't
serving
like
Mikey.
Well, she had to serve all three of us.
Mikey, she didn't serve all three of us. Anyway, so y'all can go back
during the episode, we had
episode.
A similar exchange. I clearly don't remember nothing, but Randy said she remembered all of it.
Yes,
and
I do.
Was bothered.
So Latasha wrote in and had a very similar story with her husband as well.
Which made me laugh.
So she says, hey, y'all, I listened to the episode this morning and it's really weird how much we have in common. By that, I mean, Daryl and I also have an Applebee story. I'm sure everyone does, but it relates to the topic. Basically, the waitress who was young and may not have been able to forecast how her actions could have looked, which were thirsty, she complimented Daryl on the smell of his cologne.
Oh, no.
He said, thanks, but it's not cologne. It's body oil. She proceeded to ask where she could buy some. He told her the scent and that he buys it from vendors at African good stores, farmer markets, or culture fairs.
Okay, nothing wrong with this.
She then breached the barriers of personal space. Oh, no.
To sniff his neck?
And inhaled my thin...
Oh, shit. Wait, what happened?
And inhaled my then boyfriend's scent and said, See, nah. See, nah. When I say inhaled, I mean soul snatching. I mean no oxygen, just aroma. I mean, who taught you that it's okay to do that? And clearly my face said something my lips didn't, because the rest of her visits to our table were short and I never got a refill. So I drank Daryl's drink.
See?
Who
y'all
she
see
was
how y'all
more
reactions
than happy,
can fuck it up for everybody?
Who she was more than happy to get a refill for. I was shocked. So much so, I'm looking around for Ashton Kutcher because this has got to be a stunt. Even he was like, did I put too much on today? I have never gotten that reaction. You walk by someone and get a whiff of them, fine. But to go back and deliberately fill your lungs with their scent, bruh. I was blown. We both were. To answer the engagement question, we both look and glance. You can't help it if something catches your attention. Daryl also flirts with waitstaff and sales associates to get free stuff. Listen, that is a community effort, okay? We be needed free stuff, okay?
But be careful, because it can be a slippery slope.
Yes, but they know that. But it's not overzealous. He just compliments them on something simple that everyone else could compliment them on.
That's all.
To watch it is kind of impressive to his credit. It is, actually. Their reactions give us something to laugh about. He flirts with me all the time and makes it a point to acknowledge me daily in some flirtatious way to keep that part of our relationship open and cute, and to let me know that he notices. Anyway, great episode. Looking forward to the new seasons.
That's
Thank
funny.
You.
Thank you.
Y'all have the best emails.
So I think it's safe to say that I didn't do anything wrong now, looking back.
Mikey.
And that clearly this has to do with the training of Applebee's staff.
Certainly not Chick-fil-A staff.
Once is
they
a
are not getting the same
two
type of
times
training.
Is a pattern. Three is an epidemic or
is
something.
There
I don't
any
know.
More Applebee's stories? Please send them in. Anyway,
there has to be. There has to be now.
Thank y'all for those emails.
Wait,
really
real quick, I have to know.
It.
What would you do if she would have inhaled my smell?
Mikey. I think that.
Because she handled it very well, but I think that your reaction would have been different.
I think that my friend would have did something. I think she would have been like, all right, I'm trying to let them handle this because it's their relationship. I don't think I would have had time. I know you better have said something.
What you mean? Did he say something?
But thankfully, Mike don't even wear cologne. Like, he don't even wear cologne.
I like my smell. I wear cologne on special occasions. I do.
Okay.
My cologne just isn't really strong.
You
it's
wear cologne.
It's also Adidas. So
yes, he wears. Is that considered cologne?
It says it on the bottle.
Like, you've had that cologne for a long time. Does cologne expire?
No. It's a smell in a glass bottle. You know what? I need to talk about this, and maybe some of the women listening or men can help me out with this, because I wanted to like find a scent, but
you
I don't care
scent.
That much. I, like,
remember that Bath and Body Works that Heather got you?
Yeah, the lotion. I'm talking about like a cologne
so
is what
good,
I mean.
Y'all.
Like
but
I would like to
like cologne.
I would like to get a cologne, okay. But they all smell like ass.
Like, you know they don't.
I don't like half of what I smell.
I'm gonna take you to Sephora. Real good
okay.
Sephora. They have cologne and perfume samples.
All right, we find something that like, or you find something that you really like the smell of and gift it.
No, because you don't always like the way I like the way things smell.
If you like something on me, then if it gets you wet, I'll try it.
Mikey, okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay, fine. You're still making me do all the work, so we about to find a cologne
together.
We
can go together, but I want you to do the thing where you sniff it, you be like, ooh. Like, I want something to actually...
I did.
Like,
that Bath and Body Works special...
That was a lotion.
I know, but it smells so...
So, can we focus now on the topic?
I'll tell you, that's what my stripper at the bachelorette party was wearing. You know, I only had, like, 2.7 seconds
so
with him.
Much.
And then I left. But I was like, this is the same lotion.
Oh,
my suit to be husband.
Anyway. Meanwhile,
yeah,
the
I didn't
last
see anything.
Cologne that I had before this current one was Curve.
Oh no!
Anybody remember Curve? I used to get it every Christmas from my mom.
Oh no!
The pack that you could have gotten at like Marshall's. They sell like the
that
different.
She probably did, or TJ Maxx, or Ross.
Remember Bod?
Okay.
Do you remember Bod?
I don't, Mike.
Do you remember the commercials? They were all black and white. It was just a whole bunch of dudes with no shirts dunking on each other or playing football in jeans. If you're listening to this
that
right
is
now,
it's coming back to me.
Pause this episode and go to YouTube.
All black, yes. And they're just like,
it's just black and white. And it's just a whole bunch of dudes dunking on each other. And then they all pose at the end, like, Bod Man. I'm going to get this out.
Mikey, come on. Okay, please.
Right. Bod Man, fragrance free. By Body Fantasies. It's a French dude.
Yeah, he's crying.
Go watch the Bod. I used to. Yo, that shit was water.
Mikey, say it again. Say it again.
His voice was like fake deep.
Mikey, can you say it?
Bod Man. Bod Man fragrance sprays by Body Fantasy. Damn, let's start this episode.
We hope you enjoy.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
And we're back.
We are back. I just showed Randy the Bod commercial because I think it's important. All right. This is episode 81 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. End of season one, back in April. This episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/BMM and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/BMM to get started today. If you need some book recommendations, I got you. I got one anyway. Sweat the Technique, written and narrated by one of my favorite rappers, Rakim. I'm actually going to listen to this. You should check it out.
Okay.
But again, you don't have to download these selections. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/BMM. Again, that's audibletrial.com/BMM for your free audiobook.
Good job, babe. Ha. Good job. And y'all, you can keep, I know that sometimes when I hear ads or sponsors, if I've heard the episode really late, I feel like I can't use the same code.
If you're hearing this now, you can still use this.
Yeah, you can use the code. I think you can use code. Even if you're hearing this in like April next year or next September, this code is still good. So.
So in between time, are you waiting for new episodes from us?
Try
Audible Trial, seriously. Listen to some of your favorite. Some that you don't even know might end up being your favorite. There are some books narrated by some people that I thought would be really interesting. Another one was Mike Tyson's.
Who's book. Narrated by?
I think one is narrated by him.
Oh, okay.
So I'd like to hear him.
Narrate. There's one my mom was telling me about. It's a suspense one. Anyway, so yeah, good job, babe. I can't think of it. Maybe I'll ask her.
Thank you.
Put in the show notes. All right.
Audibletrial.com/BMM.
In this episode, we are going to talk about the longest season one ever.
Yep.
I don't know another season one outside of Twilight Zone that has 80 plus episodes, but.
Oh, we only talking about the season of this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like a season one was technically the last 25 years, but continue.
Yeah. The longest season one ever. Our plans for the podcast for 2020. Mm-hmm. Our work and review and how we plan to work smarter next year. Mm-hmm. And later we're going to gift our Patreon fam with some Patreon superlatives.
Woo.
So, you know, like most likely to ...
Win the lotto but lose the ticket.
Okay, that's actually funny. We'll wrap it up with a fight or flight and end it off with some always appreciated PDA. But before we get into it, we have a love story by Mikey, from Mikey.
I wanted to wrap this year up with the love story from
Humans of New York.
Humans of New York, but I couldn't find one.
Okay.
But in my searching, I came across this one from the Washington Post. about a couple who met on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
All right. So this story is about Emma Silvers. She's 33 years old and she's a music journalist.
Okay.
And Jonathan Kirchner. I apologize if I pronounced that wrong.
Okay.
He is 33 and he is a bassist for Cone Brio. It's a band.
Oh, okay.
Bassist and music journalist. And so this happened New Year's Eve 2010.
Oh.
At the Knockout Bar, a bar in San Francisco.
Oh.
This was in 2010. I don't know if it's still there, but if you're in California, can you please let us know? Because I'm curious if this still exists. How? All right. So the pair became texting friends after Silvers interviewed Kirchner. So the journalist interviewed the musician and his band for the East Bay Express in October. The flirting amped up over the holidays, and while Kirchner was on the East Coast, the pair decided to meet up the day he returned to the Bay Area, which also happened to be New Year's Eve. She responded with, when he asked if I had plans for New Year's Eve, I remember thinking it was kind of crazy. It was kind of a crazy idea for a first date. I mean, it's like, hey, do you want to hang out on this night where it's basically assured that we'll kiss?
Right.
Genius. There's a set time for it and everything, she quips. But it was cool. It felt like an anything goes kind of night. The two met up just after midnight, made their way through to the thick of the dance floor and shared a kiss. I had a feeling like, cool, I'm so glad we knocked that out of the way. The two were married this past July, and now Kirchner dedicates a performance to Silvers at each New Year's Eve gig with his band.
That's so nice.
Yes, they gave him some advice at the end. Prior to that New Year, New Year's was honestly one of my least favorite holidays, Silver admits. The pressure aspect of it is immense. I remember it as a single person thinking, this is the worst thing ever. But I would encourage others to take a chance, go into the night with a positive attitude, and an anything goes kind of mentality about it.
So they're
married now.
They is. So this is, sorry, this is current.
Mm-hmm.
They met in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I remember being single in New Year's too. I remember all these New Year's from when we were younger. I was like, scrambled to get a kiss.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm certain.
Like, I need you to get over here before midnight, because...
Okay, you wait.
Ball drop, man, is really important. If you want us to be together this year...
Mikey.
You need to...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It worked a couple times.
I'm sure, babe. I'm sure.
Work with you. We still married.
Babe, I ain't never been with you on New Year's until we started dating.
That's true. You know, one person I couldn't get over, but that was because half of them I'd be in New York.
Right, you're not even here usually.
Nah, but I call you before the ball drops. It'd be an air kiss. It counts.
Does it?
I mean, like, blow me a kiss, ball drop. You do it,
Mikey.
You used to kiss me through the phone. That was a thing.
It was a thing.
Soulja Boy made a whole song.
Okay. I'm not dealing with you.
I'm feeling goofy.
I see. Okay.
That's my love story.
Thank you, babe. I really enjoyed that. It was sweet. And New Year's is about to happen, so like, this is great.
See, you see how I wrap it all up.
Yes, I do. So, main topic. So, the main topic is hindsight is 2020, literally and figuratively. We about to enter 2020 on some new. Okay?
New?
New.
Yes,
I said it. Yes, I said it.
All right, walk us through the new.
So, the backstory is we started this podcast in April of 2018, and we never looked back.
Never.
We took breaks here and there, but never really learned how to work smartly, ever. So now that we're coming into our second year of podcasting, switching careers, and raising a baby, we realize we have to prioritize working smarter in order for our marriage and podcast to thrive.
Absolutely.
Little signals here and there helped us realize this, and we want to talk about it. So we've been saying this since we've been back from our break in December, how like things are changing next year. But it's time to show you that like things are really changing.
Yeah. We're putting our...
What, Mike?
What was I about to say?
Money where our mouth is.
Yeah, thank you. I was about to say foot in our mouth, but that's not it. What the fuck?
Mikey, that's actually a saying? Well, that's not good.
Got you. No, we're putting our money where our mouth is. Maybe I froze coming out of it.
We're making some changes. And what we've talked about already on here is starting with seasons. So next year, we're going to be on seasons. And yeah, so... As we get into that, and before we get into that, what made us realize we needed a change with the podcast and like how we were doing things? Babe, what's one of your things?
All right. Well, one of my things, which was just funny, I came to a realization while you were talking. We've been working together since we were in high school. right?
Yes, yes.
On and off, we'd have part-time jobs, we'd share. But, like, I think our managers knew that there was some time we needed to be apart for a reason. We work well together, but after a while, I become a distraction.
Yes.
And then you become slower.
Yes.
Because of my distracting ways.
Yes.
But you were also expected to keep me on track.
Yes.
You remember after school?
Which is not fair.
It's not.
So black women everywhere. And go ahead.
What does that got to do with black women everywhere?
That's another episode. Go ahead, baby.
I love you so much.
You were saying that you think, what is your...
The number one thing that made me realize that we needed to change was uneven workload.
Yeah.
It was uneven workload. On both sides, I was doing a lot of work in the financial stuff.
Yeah.
And you were carrying the workload of...
Podcast.
The podcast. And it had to be 90-10 both ways.
Yeah.
Like, which is just not healthy.
On top of having a child and being married.
Because those are two different stresses, and it needs to, like, we both have a set of skills that can make both things easier for the other person.
Yeah.
And we weren't utilizing that in the best way just because of how rough it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I brought up that earlier point because of, you know, like when you're in it, it's one thing. But when you take a step back and you look at it, like we had a manager, supervisor to look over us and be like, all right, you go
do this,
do something here.
Yeah.
And you do something here because that's where y'all strength lies. Y'all come together at the end of the day.
When you calling students down.
And when y'all have both been calmed down separately. So now, all right, so I know that Randy is now tired. She needs to be rejuvenated by this idiot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring this idiot in because he's going to bring some energy instead of distracting us with it all day. Now we just have it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that was on purpose, but, you know, it played to our strengths.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the ways that we need to play to our strength is evening out that workload.
Yeah.
So that is the number one thing that I realized that we needed to change. Which kind of just feeds into my second thing. But, yeah. What was your first?
My first thing was I was really starting to get resentful, which is part of the uneven workload.
And it bleeds into mine.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then we just got two resentful ass married people trying to do a marriage podcast. That ain't healthy, y'all. I was just really tired.
Okay, I was about to say, go deeper.
Yeah, I was just doing a lot, the bulk of the podcast work because you were doing the bulk of the financial work. And I was being fueled by shame and guilt, which is not sustainable.
Meanwhile, my dumb ass, same thing.
Right. And I just realized that, like, this is not, I do not want to be one of those people that are, like, doing this thing. If you've seen You Season 2, then, like.
First of all, pause real quick.
You, really pausing?
YOU on Netflix.
Yes.
If you have not watched it, we haven't suggested, like, a show in a while. Randy watched Season 1. I caught a couple of episodes before, but we just binged Season 2.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It is. I mean, Joe's still on his bullshit, but you know.
Great show.
What can you do?
Go watch it. Put your thing.
I don't want to be one of those couples that's like, that's fake. Like, I just don't want to be a fake couple. And so.
That's just not our.
Right. And I think that comes across in the podcast and just in our relationship. And I just don't want to be living two different marriages on the mic and off the mic. And so I realized we needed a change. That was my first thing. Like, okay, Randy, you're starting to get angry. Like, now you mad. You not just, like, tired. You pissed off, too. So, like, there's something's got to give. And so that was my one thing.
No, I get that. And, you know, art imitates reality. And our podcast was, you know, reflecting. It reflects who we are. So if we start to become a certain way, it was only going to get worse as far as, like, what we're trying to create, which is just not the case. And my second thing, that made me realize we needed to change was that resentment piece.
Oh, okay.
Also, but it was becoming more work than a release.
Yeah.
We started this because we lost a child.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make sure we were still talking to each other.
Yeah.
Because the loss of a child, the loss of job, and the loss of financial.
Any type of loss, really.
But those, we talked about these
before.
Those,
like, main
Those
ones?
Main things are, like.
They in marriages.
They're divorce causers.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know how else to, like, word that, but we done had all of them.
Yeah, so we didn't want to break up.
So we do these, we did this podcast. You came up with this idea. You seemed scared to ask me. I still remember when you approached me that day. It was so cute. He was like, this is this thing I want to try, but I don't know if you want to do it.
I thought I did it over text.
No, we talked.
I don't remember.
He approached me. He was like, oh, would you be?
I was in a fog, Mike.
Interested in starting a podcast? I was like, yeah, that sounds fun.
This is before we got pregnant.
It was. This is a very interesting, it's a different time.
I didn't remember.
So I agreed, yes, you know, not really knowing 100% what we needed to get it, what we were about to get into, but you knew because you had done all of this research, you know, prior to about, you know, what we should do as far as sound, what microphones we should start looking into. But then you decided, hey, I should probably bring you in on some of this stuff so we can make these decisions together. I watched the same videos. We created a whole bunch of Word documents. You know, like, there was a whole process.
Yeah.
You and me built this up. And the whole purpose of it was, you know, something for us to just have it an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have one at work and you didn't either. And so it was fun. It was fun. I was looking at the video when we were setting up the room.
That wasn't fun.
I had fun.
I mean, Mikey had fun, but I was, we had just miscarried. So I was like a month. I was still very, very not in a good place.
No.
And Mikey was like,
I was the king of distractions.
Very energetic and like, let's hang this cell phone from the ceiling fan and do this, with angle. Duct tape to get this angle.
Because that's
angle.
What people do
and
when
I'm
they
like,
make a video.
I don't just prop this shit up somewhere.
But you liked it.
He hung it from the ceiling, y'all, and then it fell.
Because the ceiling fan was on. Then and it was vibrating a little bit. The duct tape didn't stick completely to the glass of
it
the lights
in
on
the
ceiling
middle,
fan.
All this stuff. We got
because the lights had dust on them.
Y'all.
But it did get enough.
Instagram versus reality.
I should post the rest of that video.
Instagram versus reality. I was so not in the mood that day. But For the content. Anyway,
we were trying to figure
it
out, you know? And since then, you know, coming up with subjects. Our first
episodes. We have like a Trello board. Like, we,
know,
y'all.
It was fun just working together.
Yeah.
But it was more fun than work. And since time has passed, it's become more work than fun.
But see, I like work.
I like work with you when it's fun.
So that's your number two.
So like it was starting to change. It's becoming it was draining.
Yeah.
And again, not that I didn't enjoy it, because I still do, you know, even all the episodes we record, I still love doing it with you. But it was also on top of, you know, we got stuff to do in the morning and the day of, and we had stuff to do while we was recording. You know, like, it just, we weren't being smart about it, which again is the whole point of, you know, this conversation that we're having. Because I want to do it with you. I want to continue, obviously. But I want our second season to be smarter than our first.
Yeah.
I agree. Just don't think we was that bright.
We weren't. We were really, was just walking out here blind.
But that's how it started, you know?
You're right.
Yeah. Just two little kids with duct tape.
And an iPhone. Was it an iPhone?
That was iPod Touch.
iPod Touch.
I used
the
iPod
Touch.
Good times.
Lord.
Good times.
My second thing, I have a lot of things, but my second thing I should decide. My second thing was, there's an obvious disconnect with like things. So like there were two things. So the disconnect is you don't know how to do some, you don't remember how to do certain podcast things or things we do for the podcast. And so, which I didn't like. Or just don't like, because that's not helpful. If I'm sick or down bad or something and there's something we have to do and I'm the only one that knows how to do it, that's not smart.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to both know. We used to take turns editing episodes. Mm-hmm. We used to take turns making the snippets. We used to take turns social media. Like, we had a system, you know, back when we were happy, you know.
Then job loss, baby death.
We had all these things.
Job loss,
well,
home
we lost
loss.
The child before
I'm just saying.
But you know what I mean. But yeah, we had like things happen. And so, and things change. The same stuff we was using when we first started, we don't do no more, you know, or the system has changed, the process has changed. And I realized you can't really help me if you don't know what you don't know. And I can't really teach you while we're always on. It's impossible. It is impossible to like show you how to do something or remind you how to do something now that you are, that now that you can help again, now that we can like actually like split the work.
Yeah.
If we're always on. It's just too hard.
Also, just to make sense of this to anybody listening, this work should not be done by two people.
No, and when we've talked to
a couple of people
who do this for a living, and they're just like, y'all crazy as hell.
Like, so you record it, and you edit it, and you
run the social media, and you make the snippet, and you do the newsletter, and you have
a
website.
And you post it up to all the different platforms for people to be able to listen to
it. And they just shook their head. They was like, ain't no way. And you're married and you have a 9-month-old.
I got a kid.
And a dog.
And y'all like this shit? Oh, y'all added more episodes?
Y'all crazy as hell.
We got laughed at.
We
I
got
thought
judged.
It was very interesting.
It was judged.
It was very
It was judgment with love, but judged.
But I think it was necessary for us to really hear, see, obviously. Yeah.
Because when you're in it, you're not, when you say it out loud to people and they recall it back to you, it's like, oh, y'all crazy as hell.
But we was like, nah, that's the norm.
This is what we've been doing since April 2018.
That's just how, like, we work. What you mean? What should we be involved in?
This explains why
we're,
you know, so tired. Like, this isn't help. This isn't right. Okay.
There should be about 6 people doing this shit.
This ain't right.
It should be a team of 6.
Right. But also I realized that, I didn't, well, also makes you realize that we need to change. It's like, it's hard for me to realize what's content and what's not. Like, you've been saying lately, Randy, everything ain't for social media. Everything, you know, like when you take a picture, like, Mike, I got my scarf on. This just for you. I don't even know what just for you means, because we have to stay active so much.
Oh my God. I didn't know that because you thought about that.
I'm serious.
Really? No, that's it.
It's like we're always on. Like, we have to be present. We have to be up. We all know how algorithms work. We all know what happens when you're gone for long.
And we've talked about this a couple of times, and it's led to some clashes in the past too. But I used to be so anti social media because it's just a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to do, and life is already a lot, so I just was kind of...
But there is a way, I think. I'm sorry.
No, and we've talked about that. That's, yes, where, like, the balance comes in. But, for instance, you know, we had a conversation some months ago, Drew was, like, 2 months maybe, and somebody said something about, like, I need to take pictures of y'all.
Yeah.
We had a whole conversation about this. We did an episode about, you know, and talked about that. And because of that, I'm just trying to be more conscious of, hey, let me just take pictures of her.
Yeah.
Because I think these are moments that she'll really appreciate when Drew's like 7 or 10 or an adult.
Yeah.
And you just remember when your head was wrapped and y'all was just laid up.
Yeah.
You know, like, it'll just be something nice. Yeah. But
if I'm in that moment,
you looking at it and you thinking,
this ain't going on.
No, it's not. I'm not posting it, bro. This is not for, this ain't for that.
This ain't going
nowhere.
I'm going
to take something for that later, but like, my mind ain't on.
Yeah.
But
see,
you know,
I'm
how
always
it is
on.
But I'm not.
Yes. And Mikey's
when
not
I'm
always on.
I'm on.
Yes.
But when I'm not, I'm not for,
yeah, when
a reason.
Yeah, when he on, Drew be like, can you get off your phone?
I'm like, nah, bro, we doing, she looks at me weird, because it is weird.
Yeah.
But that stuff has always been really great moving forward. But I just think that there's, and that's where the balance comes in, but we just haven't had, yeah, time around each other, because I ain't been around,
yeah,
for us to like really find that. And I think that's something that's really good, something, you know, to look forward to going into this next season.
Right.
Just
so
being more intentional about that. But
exactly.
I think you're crazy.
I mean, that should, I just realized, like, I don't really know how, and I still have like a whole other, I have a whole career that I also want to do. And I don't understand why I can't have both, you know? And I think that there's a healthy way to do that. But even, I mean, some of our favorite people, our favorite celebs, our favorite storytellers, you need a break. You mm-hmm. have to, like, you have to remove yourself.
You kind of said two things on that.
But
that second one, I had a second one, but I didn't want to say it.
What?
But I guess, you know, like, another reason why we need to make a change is because this podcast kind of it grew legs and it's getting away from us.
You think?
In a way. We started it as 2 people in the basement. Not in the basement.
We had a home.
We had a,
I mean,
know,
we still do.
It was like just 2 people who just wanted to talk to each other, right? But now it's this really great thing and people really like it.
And
we have,
really
like, subscribers,
like,
and, like, it's growing. So it's kind of, it's like, we have to keep up with that.
Yeah.
And we need to figure out how to be in a space to do that. I mean, we have figured it out, which I'm, you know, again, excited about. And that's what we need to do. So, like, in order to, like, catch up with that change, there had to be a couple of mental shifts on my end.
Yeah.
And a mental shift on our end as a unit of how we need to, like, approach it. And, you know, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got anecdotes and stories.
Babe.
But I was listening to, an interview. And Will Smith was talking about, Willow,
mm-hmm.
and the whole whip my hair thing.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You see,
yeah.
In
444?
Yeah. So yeah. He was like, you know, you made this promise to Mr. Carter. And she was like, nigga, you made the promise,
right,
that I would go perform this. I was just like, I don't want to do this no more. And he was like, well, you have to. And she cut her hair.
Cut all her hair.
Whip, cut her hair off. I can't whip
what?
It now.
Whip
nigga.
A fade.
So, like,
she said, nah.
You know, so before we got to shave our heads off, we need to get a hold of.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just time to readjust to what it is that we want to do. So, like, the goals have changed, you know, the intentions have grown, have
yeah.
evolved. And now people can see what it looks like when we, like,
are smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
We're excited because, yeah, we're excited. So.
Sorry for the long story.
No, that's not a long story. It makes sense. I don't want you to feel like you can't tell the story. Do you feel like you can't tell the story?
No, you're just really pretty.
Thank you.
You're doing the mustard thing again.
I'm doing the who?
You're wearing a honey mustard colored shirt.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay. It's so
really good for your skin.
Currently, like
little golden
Paul Chapman.
Thing. Yes, I'm sorry. Currently.
How we're doing the podcast. We are producing quality content, okay? But.
Oh, no, nah, this shit fire.
Okay.
But.
In case y'all
it's like
know.
Twigs on fire. we're trying to have some California forest fires.
Mikey, you know, we don't. To, let's not, actually, can we not?
No,
can we
do not a good analogy?
No.
Okay. Right now, it's a garbage pit fire.
Okay.
And we are trying to do.
Not a fire.
Not
we
a just, fire.
We want. No.
A just bonfire. Burning Man.
A bonfire.
Okay.
Something structured.
Yes.
And contained.
A good fire.
A good fire that doesn't kill anyone or destroy homes.
Yes.
Or ruin lives.
Yes.
So
a garbage fire is useful for homeless people to stay warm, but we want to be more.
Yeah. Maybe not. Okay.
The Olympic torch fire.
So we produce quality content, but we record very last minute more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
We stay up all night to edit more often to not, mm-hmm. than not. We're constantly trying to find a way to record in advance, and we fail.
We succeed.
When we're on break.
We succeed. We have our wins.
More often than not.
Oh, don't mind you. That last part is where you're clarifying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Posting on Sundays and Wednesdays sometimes.
More often than not.
So, y'all, these are some things that really don't bother people because if you let some of the people on Patreon tell it, they don't even know when we post. They just know they get an episode. Then that's fine. But, like, we are aware of our commitment and what we say. And so, it is not easy falling short. And we do that a lot. And it's hard. It's hard. And so to not fall short, we have to do these crazy things that y'all just would not believe. You would not believe.
It leads to some very interesting silent arguments between us.
And just interesting next days. But y'all are happy. It's like when your kids open presents on Christmas. Like, you don't know.
They had no clue
what
about
I
the
did.
Setup.
How I had to fight somebody to get this last whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you're happy. So it was all worth it.
What you mean it's the wrong color iPod?
You know?
It was the left.
You know what I did? You know how much traffic I got? You know I went to Buckhead?
Next year you're getting socks.
Had somebody following me around Target? And you mad about this color that's up? Anyway. anyway, so that's what we were doing. And that's just like the bad things. Or, you know, it's, we're not recognizing any of the good things, which we probably should do, but you know. That's besides the point. So how are we going to do things next year?
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to talk about some of our fears. So actually, let's get into that first, babe. What are, do you have any fears about this shift in the podcast? Like how we're doing this podcast, at least for 2020? Because we may realize in 2020 that this doesn't work, but we're going to commit to this in 2020. So do you have any fears about what we're about to start doing?
I always have the fear that our intentions will be misconstrued in some kind of way. We just did an episode about this. We were just talking about the concept of the idea of the far off imagined world of a threesome. And someone proposed that you leave me for them.
But follow up. This person did apologize. Just give y'all a follow up.
Okay. But like, you know, like it can, you know, sometimes it can be things get lost in translation. And I think that I don't want to lose people because of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because of the time we're taking to restructure and how we're going about it. I hope that people see what our efforts are and are like, oh, that's what they're trying to do. All right, let me know. And they just kind of fuck with it as opposed to, I just wanted my episodes.
Right.
Y'all niggas should have just kept coming.
Tucked it out. Risk your marriage. Did it for us for free. But
no, damn that. Fuck y'all Patreon. Like, I just don't, you know, that's not what,
yeah.
You know, so that's one, I guess, you know, just drop off. As far as like me and you, I don't know, we're approaching the mental shift has happened and now it's looking more like business, like work rather than just, you know, this was our outlet to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that within those times where we're, you know, we're going to get into this, we're like, we're off. We get to, you know, spend some time with each other in that way,
mm-hmm.
to where it's not just all business because I actually really like my wife. I got married because I like you. I'm still married because I like you. I'm not leaving you because I like you. It's not love, not want, need. Not, I like you, actually, you know, so I hope that I get you more. Or that, you know, like, what's the fear as we're talking about? So, like, a fear is that we just are only about business.
Yeah.
I guess.
No, right. And so, yeah. Yeah. So that's, so I guess I could say that's one of my, no, that's not actually one of my fears. My first fear was similar to you, like this fear of missing out. If we leave,
FOMO.
Right, this, if we take a break, because we're not leaving, if we take this break to actually get these episodes done so that when we're on, we're actually off, you know, and that we're actually like engaging and doing all the things we say we want to do, which we'll talk about soon, but like people will leave, but also I don't know if I want the people who would leave for us taking a healthy measure for us in our podcast at my table anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much content. We have so much content. And we realize we haven't been smart about how we recycle it, including what's on Patreon. And, like, I just, that's going to have to work. And I know that with us, it will. Like, we'll figure it, like, it will work. But one of my fears is, like, just... Like, people are laborers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the narrative is, like, you labor. But, like, it is impossible to do that when you're in a real marriage, to just labor, like you say. And so, while I don't think it's become just business with us, because we're still us, like, at our core, it is becoming a slippery slope. And I don't want to become one of those couples that I, you know, follow on YouTube and that I watch that, like, you can tell they ain't touched each other. But y'all got 2 million YouTube
subscribers. And then they
subscribers.
Do the YouTube video 3 years later, like we're getting a divorce.
Or they stay together. But I could tell you haven't touched. Y'all don't hold hands. Y'all don't. Like, it
you're
just
really good about that, by the way.
What?
Noticing that with certain couples.
I'm like, because you know what it looks like when you ain't been. I know what it looks like when I ain't had sex in a while and when I touched you. And sometimes that shit come across. And it's not funny. It's actually really sad. But these are couples who started off with a dream to like build something together and like lost their way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to lose our way because this is a real marriage. And so it's not that one of my fears is that this is going to become all business. I think one of my fears is like, I'm going to forget how to like turn it off or on. And so this break is supposed to be like, if we're not always on, then I can like see myself, see you, take a breath, you know, actually use like social media for like, social media, you know, be on my page, get off Black Millennial Marriage page, and like you can have that for a little bit, you know, like just do something different, because we still plan to be like, you know, on. We there are ways we've always wanted to engage with our listeners that we've never been able to do because we're always on. It's just impossible. Yeah. We just haven't found there hasn't found
like
we haven't
the
found
weekends
anything.
Are blocked out for recording. And the weekends are when people go do things and things are happening. Then when do we see things?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You're like, right. It's just something as simple as that. Or like, we haven't done an Instagram live since we announced we were having a girl.
Which was last year.
Earlier this year. Yeah, this year. Last year. Jesus Christ.
It was an old house.
Yes. Damn. We found out her sex, what, July, August?
And I think we did it in September.
Wasn't it before my birthday?
It was that month.
It was sometime.
See?
So we haven't done like little stuff like that we actually have fun doing. But like, who got time to be on Instagram Live? Just stuff like that. So like, one of my fears is just like really just, that's my second fear. Just not always being on to the point where I'm not always on with my marriage. And also losing people too. But we've kind of found a way around that, I hope. I think, but also we're going to have to, like, some stuff we're going to have to just eat, because the intention, no matter, even though we've discussed that we want to still podcast, we want to be taken seriously as podcasters, as storytellers, as a married couple,
mm-hmm.
The intention is to stay married proactively.
And we have to work through how our lives are
right
set up.
So I think the healthier thing for us is making this podcast work around us and our marriage, as opposed to letting it run us. Because it's running us into the ground. You know, like it's running us. And so there's got to be a healthier, smarter way to do this. There has to be. So, yeah. So what we're doing for next year, as we said, seasons. Baby, you want to say what those seasons going to look like?
All right. Podcast seasons.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Okay. So season 2 is going to consist of 4 quarters.
Yeah, but yes.
And so we're going to be taking a break for which months, Randy?
January, February, and March.
And during that time,
we're going to do meetups, game nights, date nights, coffee shop meetups, things that like normal people, married people do.
Big and small events. We actually want to be in touch with the people who listen.
Yeah.
We want to do some giveaways through social media. We want to plan some, I don't know.
We want to do stuff.
I just want to do stuff with y'all.
And we're also going to be taking this time to record.
Yes.
So things are going to get done ahead of time so that when we say Sunday and Wednesday,
it'll actually be
those days. Go ahead.
Not a single episode will be late in the year of 2020.
Unless the internet crashes or something. They ain't got nothing to do with us. But our part is going to be done.
Yeah.
What this means for Patreon, though, while we're on break, is that Patreon will get those episodes like they've been getting earlier. So on Sundays, we'll drop a full. On Wednesdays, we'll drop an indie during those months on break. So if you really, really miss us, you don't want to wait till we come back, drop on Patreon.
And then when we're back on, those will be 3 months nonstop episodes.
Yes.
Two episodes a week, plus all the extra that we ever do. Plus, we may also try to squeeze some of those smaller things in there, like those meetups.
Because
the episodes will be done already.
And also while we're on break, we will be posting Patreon archive content. So we have lots of mini episodes that we've decided to share, even though we said we never would again. But we've since grown thicker skin since that episode.
Which one?
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Oh.
I remember that episode.
Yeah, Randy has since grown thicker skin. And so now.
Shut up.
You have. Yeah, but my skin was thick. Mine has gotten a little thicker. Yours has gotten a lot thicker, and now you just don't give a fuck.
I really don't.
You're a lot more reckless out here. It's actually cute.
I'm actually not reckless.
Reckless in a responsible way.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we will be posting Patreon content. I know that's a lot of information, but to clarify, we will be off on break.
But we're not going anywhere.
Yes.
So episodes will still be put out, just not newly recorded episodes.
There'll be Patreon archive episodes because a lot of y'all don't know what y'all missing. So we about to let you know. And also just because it's just good content and we don't recycle well, and we about to start recycling. I just
that's the face you sing when like, make me say recycle.
That's just where I am.
I get it.
But we will be taking a break from releasing new episodes the months of January, February, and March. But we will be back.
April.
Mm-hmm.
May. Mm-hmm. And June.
Yeah. Just in time for our year two of podcasting. With season two, part one.
And all the greatness that you can expect from us, except now you will also get interviews.
Yeah.
Because God is good.
All the time. And then again, we're taking a mid-season break, July, August, and September.
And during that time, we will be touching the people, actually living some life.
Yeah.
Being
married.
A couple.
Yeah.
Might sprinkle in a summer vacation with my baby and my wife.
Maybe.
Give y'all some different content.
Listen.
Talk about sex in different places.
And then we'll be back for October, November, December, because those are some of our favorite months to
the
be
bigger
on.
Bigger holiday months.
You got relationship horror stories, part three. Thanksgiving, Christmas. Listen, ending the year off with Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
As it should be. New year, same us, just better.
Right. Hindsight is 2020.
I see what you did.
You see?
Way to wrap that up.
Thanks. So again, y'all, we'll be on break after this episode from January to March. You will still get Patreon episodes, some mini episodes. We have a lot of mini episodes, so it obviously won't be all of them, but you will get some of those episodes every Sunday starting in February, right?
Yes, and Patreon people will not miss a beat starting in February. So those episodes that will be put out in
April,
May, June, Patreon will be receiving in February.
Yeah.
So.
Plus like all the other stuff, but we're actually, Patreon, that's a different episode just for y'all.
And we're going to get into those details. But for the people listening, if you don't want to miss a thing, and in fact, you want to get some stuff early, you might want to check out Patreon.
Yeah. We have thoughts. But yeah, so that is how we plan to do next year. And we're going to see how that is for our marriage, how that is for our podcast, how that is for our engagement. We also have other things in the works we can't really talk about because they're not official yet.
Yeah, haven't solidified some things. We may actually fuck around. Maybe we shouldn't have done this because we may actually release an episode in January.
Anyway.
Y'all might get enough. We'll talk about it.
There are things that may be happening for the Chapman family, okay? Uh-huh. So, y'all slept on us, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Because some people didn't. Okay. So, so that's how we're going to be doing the podcast next year. And again, this is just to give us time to really just be together and do some other things outside of always being on and late. Mm-hmm.
A little bit of couple counseling.
You want to do that for real?
I would love to.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
You just slid in.
Thought about it. It just hit me.
Did it?
I was like, damn.
We should go see Jeff and Logan's people.
We should start couples counseling.
Who do you want to go to? We should do that, babe. We really should. Preventative, so that we're not reactive.
Niggas are trying to be proactive over here.
Yeah. No, I'm
again, not saying that. First of all, I feel like you have to always address the stigma of
therapy.
Doesn't mean something is wrong all the time. It just means you don't want things to be wrong all the time.
Yeah, you know, Kristen Bell and her husband. What's his name? I can't remember.
Somebody married him?
Yeah. They've been married for a long time. What?
You talking about Batman? You said Christian Bale.
No, Kristen.
Oh.
Veronica Mars, Couples Retreat.
Got you. Yeah, love her.
They're married.
Too.
And I can't remember his name, but he's
not
funny.
Important. If you're listening to this, you matter to me, guy.
And he has a podcast that I actually said I would start listening to. Anyway.
Damn, good addiction.
They do couples counseling, and they've talked about it very openly. It was like, you know, they love each other, but preventative.
Yeah. I think that would be good for us, just like anything, but also content.
Mikey, okay. Anyway, so yeah, y'all let us know what you think about all of this. And
Mm-hmm.
Part 3 of this episode.
Oh, what's up?
We have some Patreon superlatives.
Woo!
So y'all, we love our Patreon people over there. We need a name for people who listen to us.
We're going
to
come up with one in January.
Are we?
Yeah, we need to give our listeners a name. Like, other people have, like, a hive or a gang or...
My Favorite Murder has murderinos.
And I came up with clan members.
No.
I brought that up with Randy, like, when we first started this, because we talk about, like, the Chapman clan.
No.
But the clan has a negative connotation for obvious reasons.
Didn't like it then, don't like it now. We don't have to figure it out.
I just felt like it's important that I said, hard to figure this out.
We need a name. Everybody said that to us, and we're just like...
Because we don't want
to
call y'all clan members.
And I don't want to always call people family, because family ain't always right.
True.
You know, but maybe that does sum up us. You know,
everybody. We ain't always right.
Just saying. So yeah, we're doing Patreon superlatives because this is the end of 2019,
mm-hmm.
and we started Patreon back in February, right before we had Drew,
mm-hmm.
and... We've had people join and stay with us since then.
Since day one.
Which is a big deal because we didn't realize how many people leave.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these people started on day one and are still here.
And even if y'all change our mind, that's fine. That's why we're doing this now. You know, but we also just want to... So we're shouting out people who've been here since the beginning, but also some people that joined a little later.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we're shouting out people who have been the most engaged on Patreon, because in order to do superlatives, you have to know someone.
Basically.
And so it's difficult to know someone if...
So if you are unfamiliar with what a superlative is, think back to high school days in your yearbook. Most likely to succeed, most photogenic, cutest couple, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or did you find the Google definition?
To say something. Of the highest quality or degree is an adjective.
Okay. Okay.
Expressing
so all of these
highest
people are
a very high degree of equality. So bravest, most fiercely.
Yes. And these people are the highest quality of the thing that they got.
Yes. And again, y'all, this is not everybody on Patreon. We have like 50 something people over there. These are mm-hmm. people who are most engaged, most active on Patreon, so that we can actually get to know their personality, and people who have been on Patreon the longest.
And or reach out to us personally and keep in contact.
Yes.
Safe to say?
Yeah. So, if you hear your name, thanks.
As always, please hold your applause till the end.
Yeah. Wait, I don't even know what I was about to finish saying.
You know nobody actually holds their applause to the end at graduations?
Black graduations, you're about to say?
Do they do it at white graduations?
I don't know. Well, no. I went to predominantly white college.
Yeah, but you had niggas in attendance, and I was not quiet when they called your name.
They didn't ask people to be quiet.
Got you. Also, I'm going to try not to say nigga so much in 2020.
You know, I think that's really admirable of you. You do that. I'm serious.
I only say nigga as much as I do out of my own ignorance and comfort. I also recognize that that is the reason why I do it. It is a personal thing. It is where I am from. It has become a part of who I am, but it is not who I will be.
Joe changes mind on saying nigga too?
No.
I'm just saying.
As far as I know.
Because I don't think
he'll say it that much. They did. Last year, their thing was to stop saying bitches.
You did tell me that. Did they stop?
Yes. Well,
I look at you like.
Rory was saying bitches a little.
Okay.
They tried.
Is Rory the white one?
Yes.
Okay.
His wife is Guyanese.
Yes. They're engaged.
Terrible choice. Not in women. She's probably great.
Mikey, please stop. Before you keep going.
I say this with love. Obviously, I want them to be married forever, as I do with any married couple.
Yeah.
And I love my Guyanese women. But he going to have.
At the same time. Maybe not with
at the At the same time.
Yes.
Good luck.
No.
I don't think you'll ever hear this, but good luck.
We have an episode about that. Just married. Good luck. Okay.
So all right. Who you want to start off with? We just go. We go one and up.
Yes.
First one goes to
Alicia B.
Woo.
Most likely to cheer us on from afar.
You know how you used to have those people that are just really good people who just want you to succeed. And so they may not always be up in your shit, but they will always say something at a certain point. Like just you can expect something somewhere.
Send you an IG message. Yep.
That's you. We Alicia appreciate B. you.
Thank you so much. All right,
next
babe.
One goes to and Alicia was with us from day one. She's
yeah, she's
one.
Been at she's been on Patreon for 10 months.
Woo.
Ashley W.
Most likely to be a good friend.
Yes. So Ashley is constantly like, I left y'all a comment, and Ashley's also part of my gang, who I love very much, and she's a Leo too. What a March baby! And these babies out to kill us.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. I think that these babies are here to make y'all better people.
She's so cute. Her baby's about to be two.
And what's her baby's name?
I don't think I can say her name.
That's fine. Don't say her name.
I didn't ask.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you. All right. Brianna Henderson. Oh, wait. Ashley's also been on Patreon for 10 months.
Woo.
All right. Brianna Henderson. Also
who has
been
also
on.
Been on for 10 months.
Yes. Go ahead.
Most likely to know the backstories and babysit Drew, which is funny for multiple reasons at this very moment.
Yes. Because she's currently babysitting Drew. And she knows all the backstories.
She knows all the backstories.
Brianna is my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She is here right now.
And by addition, my sister. Yes. She is in our room. With our child.
Yes.
So that we could record this episode without you hearing, in the background.
And she knows all the backstories because y'all remember from the earlier episodes, Bree had to date with us.
We were a throuple, which I just learned is a word.
Would not let me go anywhere with Mikey by myself till I was 17.
Smart choice.
Which was smart, but also not so smart because sisters don't tell shit.
Terrible choice.
As they should.
Brother snitch, though.
Keanu snitch.
He didn't, but he wasn't around as much as Bree was.
This is true.
This is true.
Okay. Next is Brittany H. She's
Brittany
also
H.
been on Patreon for 10 months.
Day one.
And she is most likely to make sure Randy's taking care of herself.
Ooh, how does she make sure you take care of yourself?
She listens to episodes, she'll text me, and she'll be like, hey, love the episode. Don't say nothing about yourself because you don't. You know, she's just always holding me accountable.
Like you need to be held accountable.
Like I need to be held accountable. And making sure I show myself grace. And she's also part of Gang. And they are not related. Like she, her being a part of Gang and being on Patreon are two different realities.
Got you. For the listeners who may not know what Gang is, do you want to talk about this exclusive
club? Oh, it's my mom's
group.
It's Mikey. Nah, here you go.
Do you want to talk about this
it's
exclusive,
not an exclusive
gang?
Club,
that's exactly
Mike.
What a gang is, Randy. It's an
Mikey,
exclusive club.
Anyway, these are women that I met because of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Emailed feedback, and we just never stopped talking.
Got you. You know, and to be a part of this gang, you got to get jumped in, blessed in.
That's not. It is blood in, blood out. However.
Got you. How you get in?
I had a baby.
Oh, shit. You got
literal blood in.
Can a baby to be a part of it?
Exactly.
That's it.
Child.
Is that the only prerequisite? So I can have a baby with somebody else? Do I got to push it out?
Paul Chapman, you are not. I don't care how you. Y'all, he want to be included so bad.
I want to know. I'm nosy. I'm curious by nature.
Like, I tell you, I don't tell you much.
You don't. And that's just different. And I'm not okay.
Do you really? You don't care.
I do.
Why do you care?
I care about anything that you're involved in.
Mikey.
Plus, the last time you were involved in a gang, I was the first man.
Mikey.
Randy was the president of the gang, and I was the first lady, but you can't say first lady, so I was the first man.
Jesus Christ.
And I used to show up, you know? I used to help with some stuff.
Anyway, it's the mom's group I talked about in my last indie.
Got you. So you're in a gang.
And Mikey's just talking a lot of mess because he don't get to be in a group text.
No, I actually just like that you have this outlet.
Thank you. All right. Nikki B., who's also been on Patreon for 10 months. Babe.
Day one. Nikki is voted most likely to leave a voicemail again.
Again. Every single time we get a voicemail, it's Nikki, and we love it.
We do. They're always funny.
She leaves feedback and this content. She's so funny.
We have not. We should have made a tally of how many episodes we put in. There she is. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
If we were supposed to announce that.
She's announced. It's out.
Got you.
It's out.
Well, Nikki, now people in Australia know. Congratulations. Next up, what we got?
Charisse G.
Been with us for how long?
10 months.
Day one.
And she is most likely to be our favorite Cali listener.
Woo!
Love her. She leaves really good feedback when she pops on Patreon, but she's always, like, she's been there for 10 months. She's active on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And she left us a voicemail a while ago, like earlier episodes that we played. I can't remember which episode, but yeah, she's been around and we
appreciate we are
her.
Very likely to, the first time we touch down in California, we may try to find some way to link up with you just because of that.
Yeah, like we're trying to do meetups in like places where people actually are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So if
not to be weird. But
and
yeah.
Also, you know, there, you know, a lot of cities have like checked in. I like when the people check in and tell us the cities that they're from. Like our Arkansas and Arkansas crowd.
Mikey. Okay.
What? The Arkansas crowd is, there are people.
There are. In Nebraska.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In the middle in there. You know, wherever. Where's Nebraska?
Mikey, don't say no. I'm going to edit it out. Okay. So next is Daniel P., who's also been here for 10 months.
Woo! Day one. He was also a groomsman at my wedding.
Yeah. And Mikey's college roommate.
Love that guy. He is voted most likely to be married to us for life.
Yes, he's at the married tier, mm-hmm. and he has been there for 10 whole months, y'all. So you multiply married times 10, okay? And you see that he is committed, and we love him.
We do, and we really appreciate your investment in our family, and not just financially, just caring, man. It's a lot. It's really appreciated. And stuff like that definitely keeps a relationship strong. It's our pride that keeps us together. It's our passion for each other that keeps us together. And the fact that we don't want people to talk about us if we ever broke up. So y'all helped keep us together and we appreciate it because we are a shallow bunch and we do the shit for you and people like you.
No. Next is Jill F. And we know these people's last name, y'all. We don't know if people want their government names out here besides my sister. Jill F.
Well, she said it on the episode.
Is voted most supportive big sister.
Woo!
So she is Mikey's
big sister.
One of his. Is she the oldest? Is she older than Des?
She's not the oldest. No.
She's not older than. She's older than Mikey.
She's 1 year older than me.
1 year older than
or
Mikey.
Or two.
No, Mike. I think she's more than.
She's two.
Okay, she's 2 years older than you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been on Patreon
same father,
for a while.
Different mothers.
Not 10 months, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're not judging nobody.
But I think that's just because she picked up. She heard about it late. Like some of the other
but
people
she's really
who joined.
Supportive, and she's the only other sibling outside of mine that's on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just always great. She's always sending like positive feedback or letting us know she loves us and commenting on the Drew stuff.
And responding to episodes.
She sent us a crock pot for our wedding gift.
She did.
It was great.
That we used.
We use a lot.
Yeah.
So.
And she just checks in. She actually cares about our well-being and recognizes that this isn't just a show, but two people who are desperately trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
Because we care.
Because we care.
Thank All you, right. Jill.
Thank you, Jill. Next is Dominique H. She's been on Patreon for 10 months as well, and we voted her most likely to be a fun sponsor. So
what
y'all remember, we had a sponsor for a few episodes, Tasteful Fantasies,
mm-hmm.
which was an adult online sex store. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great
Mad
stuff.
Toys.
Mad Toys. You should go look. Just inventory. You ain't got no excuse. Got kids.
And that's for
shit.
If you in a couple, in a throuple, in a
Mikey,
quadruple.
Don't say throuple because you just mentioned throuple earlier with my sister and that's not okay. So, yes. And it was just a fun sponsor to have. It was something that we had never done before,
mm-hmm.
obviously, outside of having an Audible sponsor. And so, it was great.
It was
really
nice to do that.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Next is Ebony T, and we voted her most likely to deserve a shout out. So
why is that?
She's left us voicemails and lots of emails, mm-hmm. and she always responds when she hears that she's had a shout out, and she just always very thoughtful, loving feedback, and we really appreciate it. So yeah,
all right,
you deserve your shout out.
Next up, we have Jessica O.
Yes,
who has been with us for
10 months. Sorry, go ahead.
Day one. No, I want you to jump in. That's why I leave the extra space. Okay.
I can't tell.
I can be like,
I can tell if I'm cutting you off or if you're letting me.
No, you're not. It was done on purpose.
Okay,
it's intentional.
Ahead.
It doesn't even sound like a cutoff because it flows so well. We flow so well.
That's why we need a break. Jessica.
Most likely to leave a thoughtful comment.
Yes. So Jessica will listen to episode or something, maybe a few days after the fact, and then leave this really thoughtful comment and just talk about how it touched her, how it moved her. I really appreciate it because we don't be knowing sometimes. What did people think about this episode? And then here she come. So thank you.
We appreciate you.
Next is Janae R. And she is most likely to live text an episode. And Janae and I used to work together. And she joined Patreon a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And but even before she joined, she listened to an episode and be texting the whole time. Be like,
yes,
I'll listen
she's
to
also one of our close friends.
Yes.
And she's stupid.
Yes.
She's so smart, but I love her.
And
she's foolish.
She's funny. And so we wanted to give her that because she's just, it's just always like, oh, Janae listened to an episode. I got 10 texts coming in. She got to tell me.
I get some memes about me. She will let me know where I fucked up.
Yeah.
But she also lets me know where she agrees. So it's like unbiased coverage.
Yes. So thank you, Janae.
We appreciate you. Next up, we have Karima B.
Yes.
She's been with us for
10 months.
See how you did that?
Yes.
But day one.
Go ahead, babe.
Karima was voted most likely to make sure Mikey doesn't reuse a fight or flight.
Yeah, see, I remember there was an era in his lifetime on this podcast where every fight or flight was about cleaning. And finally, Karima texted was like, this is the second
stuff to
third time Paul done brought
up. I disagree.
Cleaning. And I was like, you know what? You got damn right.
You know no what? Maybe all my fights is about a different thing that don't get cleaned.
No. So she is most likely to look.
You know, ever since
the
episode, I've had struggles with fight or flight.
Too bad. Figure it out.
That's all right. Yeah. Season two will give me some new ammo.
So next is Kima.
Mm-hmm.
Kima G. And we voted her.
Kims.
Yes. We voted her most likely to make us cry with her comment. She leaves these sweet, kind comments in these emails. Ugh, they're so nice.
It's like she listened, but didn't proposition my wife.
Mikey.
I'm sorry. Thank you, King.
You could just tell that she listened to the episode and then she provides this feedback. And it's just always just like my heart.
I feel like we're family at this point.
It's just nice.
And she hasn't been here since day one, but it feels like it.
It's been like 4 or 5 months she's been on Patreon, but it's been great. So thank you.
We appreciate you.
Kristen B., and we voted her most likely to keep us married.
And she has been here with us for 10 months.
Yes. So, and I also went to college with her. Her and Drew have the same birthday. And we voted her most likely to keep us married because she is the queen of gift cards. She gave us a Dave & Buster's gift card back when we did the Baby Moon.
And we had a date, and it was nice.
Yes.
And I tried an Impossible Burger.
Yeah. Like, we go out because of her. She is always sending us, like, Shutterfly things. Like, hey, I got this thing.
Mm-hmm.
She sent Drew clothes for the baby shower because she couldn't make it.
And she sent us some art. I don't know if she got that from Israel. But it's hanging by Drew's bed. The prayer with the turtle.
Oh, yes. Huh? Was that... That was our wedding gift.
Was it?
Yeah, she was at the wedding. But yeah, so she's great, and she's going to keep us together. Okay, all right, next babe.
Thank you. Next person we have is Marquise, who's been with us for 10 months.
Yes.
And he was voted most likely to uplift Mikey.
He is.
He is. So he'll reach out if there's any episode where it was just rough for me, or if it was something difficult, or just period, just to give like some uplifting, just feedback. It's appreciated. He just got married last month.
He just got married, yep.
That boy pitches everywhere.
And he's all newlywed vibes. Just, y'all are so cute.
He's so clearly into his wife that I love it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh,
setting up my gag reflex in the best way.
But like...
Like, it's too much. It's too much. Way. But like, keep posting.
Nah, man.
Don't
look,
stop.
Every outfit needs to match, nigga. Support that shit. More camo. More camo pants and black tees with Mr. and Mrs. on it, man. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
I ain't doing enough of that. Wait to watch next year.
You didn't do it.
I'm going to be more like you, Marquise. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Who we had next?
Next is Natra H. She's also been on Patreon for 10 months.
Mm-hmm. And she is voted most likely to be our sexiest.
Mikey,
most
likely to be our biggest fan. This is my mom. And she is very team Randy Mikey. And Mikey.
Mikey and Randy.
And she's always telling us that ain't no divorcing, ain't no breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So... And she joined Patreon day one. And she made us wait till a few other people joined first because she didn't want to be the first one.
Yeah, she didn't want to make it seem
so
like
she
a scam.
Was like, let me see if y'all actually gonna get some people. Then I'll join. That's literally what she said. So thank you, Mom. You're the best.
We love you.
Next is Sharika / Proctor Planning. That's
been
her
with
business.
Us since day one.
Yes. She is most likely to stick around. Y'all heard us
play. She's gonna be with us to the last thing.
Y'all heard us play a voicemail from her a few episodes ago on Patreon. And she, she was thinking about moving up her tier, moving down, and she stayed. And so we voted her most likely to stick around through thick and thin. She's very uplifting and inspiring and empowering. And we really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Next is Renee F. She's also been on Patreon for 10 months.
Day one.
And she's most likely to have notifications turned on. Every time we post on Patreon,
be the first response.
Be the first one to like something, or mainly to like something.
Even if you ain't listened to it yet, which I appreciate because I'm that same dude.
Let me get so a quick double tap. Oh, Renee got it. So it posted. So
you're our metric for success.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
Next up, we have Susie O.
Yes. Most likely to make sure her fam listens to our podcast. So if y'all remember a few episodes ago, we posted a love story for Susie and Robbie. And they love the shout out. Love that we shared the love story. And then they shared it with their family. So that's why we gave them that,
which we really appreciate. You know, we have a special place in our hearts for people who force this podcast down their family members' throats.
Yep.
And their family members also end up liking it and force it down the throats of others. And we're not for forcing things down people's throats, but if you got to force something, force this podcast.
Thank you.
Down their throats.
And last but not least, we have Yasmin G.
Woo!
Most likely to submit a funny story. We're not going to tell you which story.
We just had to rewind.
But we had to gift her that superlative.
Because she is one of the greatest people ever for the content that she gave
us. That she gave us. So thank you so much.
We love you.
All right, y'all. Engagement. Could you tell we weren't our healthiest this year? What, and for yourself personally, what do you need a break from and or need to change in order to take better care of yourself in 2020?
And what's your plan for being the new you in the new year?
Right.
Share. Right. We actually care.
So we just did a Patreon superlative. And mm-hmm. Patreon, for those who don't know, is just a space where content creators and storytellers can provide extra content, early access, exclusive content to their listeners or to their fans mm-hmm. and for a fee. A month. And so
what additional content do we offer?
We offer unedited episodes.
Okay.
We offer blog posts from me, daddy mm-hmm. journals from Mikey, mini episodes, mm-hmm. early access to what's going on with the family, and just like exclusive things that we probably wait a while before we put out on social media.
And next year we're going to be adding some more stuff to that list because, you know, we have other stuff in the works, but
so we're actually taking part of our break off to revamp and restructure Patreon because the seasons have changed and
literally
so if you feel like this is something you want to be a part of, especially while we're on break and posting those episodes to Patreon, you can join for as little as $3. You can join for as little as $5 a month. Check us out on patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. If you can't commit to a monthly membership though and just don't got it like that, we understand, and we would still love and appreciate you rating us, telling everybody about us, and also sending us an Amazon gift card at blackmailmare@gmail.com.
That's BLACKMILMAR @gmail.com. And just as an addendum to this portion of the podcast, if you send us a gift card, please actually email us your name so that we know where to thank.
Yeah. Unless you want to say anonymous. There's people who do. There, we got an anonymous.
That's
one.
True. But if it was you that sent it and you want to be known, it was you, just and you're trying to figure out why Amazon didn't send your damn name with it, let us know.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, let's get into our next segment.
Fight or flight.
It's on Randy tonight.
Yeah, so my fight is quick and short because
not
I
a quick
see
fight.
The time.
When do we ever have a quick fight?
I asked you to get cinnamon rolls.
When did you ask me to get cinnamon?
I said, get cinnamon rolls.
Continue with your story.
You've been making cookies. I said, I want no cookies. I want cinnamon rolls. This is not a craving for those heinous people out there who want me to be pregnant. Okay? I just had a cycle. Please leave me alone. But no, I get it, y'all. Babies are cute. But cinnamon mm-hmm. rolls. So that's what I asked for.
When did you say that you wanted cinnamon rolls?
The last time you went to the store, mm-hmm. I said cinnamon rolls. Can you please get some cinnamon rolls?
Okay.
But you didn't write it down, and I didn't write it. I didn't text it to you.
Okay.
But it don't mean I didn't say
it.
If
you ain't tell me,
if a tree falls in the forest, did it make a sound?
No.
Yes.
It didn't.
Mikey.
If I don't hear it, it didn't make a sound.
It. noise still happens if you're not around.
Got you. So is the sun making sound right now?
What?
The sun. It's an exploded star. Is it making sound right now? Do you hear it? No, I'm asking a question.
We don't. Do we even know if the sun makes noise?
That's what I'm asking you. Do we know the tree?
You know how to turn this on me. No gaslighting, sir. I said I wanted cinnamon rolls.
This is
rolls.
Not gaslighting. This is asking a question.
I wanted cinnamon rolls.
Randy, and you also said that trees make sounds, but they don't.
Mikey, when they fall,
Nobody.
Okay, you didn't get it.
Because you ain't asked.
So we sitting here cinnamon rollers.
So.
And so I'm asking you on fight or flight.
Sorry. That was funny.
What are you doing?
Cinnamon rollers.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Mikey. Before I went to go get the groceries, I'm fighting. Before I went to go get the groceries, I asked you for everything specifically. You know what you told me, Monday? You said Gatorade.
I didn't say Gatorade. You decided you're going to get me Gatorade. I never said what was Gatorade.
I'm only going to get Gatorade and honey mustard on the walk out. What you need? Gatorade and honey mustard.
I said zucchini.
So.
I actually didn't text any of this to you, so you decided to get what you want to get.
I started writing the list as you told me. I have a whole checklist.
Mikey, I didn't
say Gatorade.
And guess
what's not on that checklist? Motherfucking cinnamon rolls.
That's because you have selective hearing.
Got you. So what you're telling me is, since you didn't tell me, Mikey, nor did you text me, nor did you make sure that it was on the list of things that I created.
Mikey.
You want to apologize. So I'll accept that from you.
I'm apologizing to you.
So you're fighting.
Because I know that I said cinnamon rolls. Okay,
I'm sure that you said the word cinnamon rolls at some point in your life, but
Mikey,
at no point
fighting,
when I was leaving.
And we're going to agree to disagree because I know my truth.
Do you want cinnamon rolls tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I've been eating really well.
I will get
and
cinnamon
And not saying
rolls.
This is an emotional treat. I could just use a cinnamon roll.
Got you. And then we can use a leftover frosting for sexual things.
Mikey, first of all, we've discovered that using leftover anything that's sweet is just too sticky. We're not having this conversation.
Yo, hot chocolate is not hot chocolate.
The syrup,
chocolate
the chocolate syrup,
syrup
is
a stupid fantasy.
Like, I don't understand why we did that. It's just anyway.
For another day.
PDA.
Oh, that's on me.
It's your first.
Hey, man, it's the end of another year.
Yes.
Like another full 365 days with you.
Yes.
Doing this podcast has been a blast. I'm talking like it's about to end. I love you.
I love you. This is the same thing you do at every break, before every break.
Is it?
Yeah. I appreciate it, but yes.
Oh, well, all right. Let me adjust.
Babe, I'm not asking you. I'm just pointing
this
out
year,
that I hear you and I see you.
It was full of a lot of ups and downs.
Yes.
We had a whole baby.
We did.
You got a whole job.
I did.
We did a whole podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we lived.
Yeah.
In a whole basement.
Yes. Yes.
I'm really glad that I did this with you. I'm always glad when I'm doing something with you. It's nice to know that I always got my partner through whatever it is that I'm dealing with. You're the shit. I love you.
Thank you.
I think that's where I'll leave it. With that, I love you. Instead of the last, I love you. This, I love you, is how I'm going to end it. I love you.
Thank you. Well, we are at the end of our season. And you have been asking me in some form or fashion all year to take a break, to see you, to hear you, what you're trying to say. Not because you don't like the podcast or like me or things, but just because you see that there's a need, which is what I brought up in a previous PDA. And so I appreciate you for, like, I don't know, having the courage to insist that we shift some things and switch some things up so that I am not resentful, you're not resentful, we're not angry, we're not wrong about what the other is thinking or feeling about the podcast or about anything. And I am really interested to see what this next year looks like doing it your way, because we've been doing it mine for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And mine may not be the most healthiest, so like
it gets the job done.
It gets it, because I'm an executor. I will get it done. But
it's not,
this is this new way that we've talked about has been more comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken us both into account, and it's not just been
us
like rolling with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate you having the courage to be like, hey, it wasn't anything you explicitly said either. It was just more like your own actions, how you were moving, the things you were saying when we would talk about it, you know. I don't know.
No, I get
they
it.
All just came to a head, and I hear you, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm hoping and I think that this was a good idea. This will be a good idea. So again, y'all, this is our last episode for the year.
Woo!
And for the season. We will be back in April, but starting in February, we will be posting Patreon archive content, many episodes that you have never heard.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon will begin getting episodes that will be going out in April, starting in February as well. There's a whole other section of things happening on Patreon that y'all will get a message or post about very mm-hmm. soon. But yeah. So this has been great. Please continue to leave us feedback and send us stuff. Send us questions, because we're just going to keep track of all of that as we do these episodes mm-hmm. in advance.
We're still going. Doesn't yeah. stop.
We're also, still here.
You know, this is after the Christmas holiday and before the New Year. So, you know, hopefully your break, your holiday was a healthy one.
Yeah.
Hopefully no negative toxic interactions with family members happened.
Yeah.
None of them approached you talking about how you gained weight.
But we know how unlikely that is. So if that happened to you, we're sorry.
Yeah. I'll apologize, because they won't.
Yeah.
Going into this new year, please remember that nobody can drive on December 31st. If you can help it, stay inside. Be safe.
Yeah.
And all the best things for you and yours in the new year. Yeah. From the Chapmans.
Love y'all. Thank y'all again for listening. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Shit. Peace. What I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it.
We're good, so yo, I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping talent.